Kevin Hagin joins us, talking Alabama every Friday. Appreciate that, Kevin. Bunch of questions here. Gator Brandon, ask Kevin where he thinks Javon Baker, wide receiver out of Powder Springs, Georgia, where he might end up. He's leaving Alabama. Anything there, Kevin?
I have no idea where he's going. I'm just glad he's no longer going to be at Alabama.
Good there, there's talk that Alabama may be flirting, and this is Chad bringing this up, with Jermaine Burton of Alabama. And also he says there's rumors that maybe Darnell Washington's leaving Georgia. Would Alabama be getting into that one?
Yeah, Alabama recruited Jermaine Burton out of California when he originally signed with Georgia. Personally, Bill, I would be surprised if he chooses Alabama because I think that he and JT Daniels might end up being a package deal. They were at the Grove yesterday hanging, talking to Lane Kiffin. That'd be a great get for Evie and the Ole Miss Rebels. Alabama would certainly welcome Jermaine Burton, but Bill, I'm going to lean on the side that he and JT Daniels would be a package deal. And, you know, we got a young quarterback this year at Alabama, first year starter. He had an above average year. I think coming back, he'll be okay. So we're not really in with Ty Sanders and Jalen Milroe. We're really not in the market. I think we're going to be okay at quarterback next year, Bill. We're not in the hunt for JT Daniels.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think. Unless JT wants to hold a clipboard. That's not happening.
Yeah, we got an above average quarterback. We're okay.
And you got a little guy to Jackson, Tennessee over there waiting to play too. So
yeah, he's pretty talented too. And you know, Jalen Milroe is working hard. You know, don't sleep on my guy. So I think we're okay at quarterback, Bill.
Is Milroe open-minded if he's not going to be the prominent quarterback at Alabama? He's such a good athlete, he could play other places. Is that a possibility?
It's a possibility. He's an incredibly athletically gifted young man, but he's also a very mature young man off the field, very strong Christian faith. I'm excited that he's going to come back for another year and give this a try. Hey, he's up against two talented quarterbacks in Ty Simpson and Bryce Young. He's working on his passing game. He's working diligently. I really hope it works out for him and he hangs around at Alabama and possibly at another position, but it's because of his off-the-field maturity that I'm not surprised that he's hanging in there and jumping into the portal. I'm a huge Jalen Milroe fan as a player and as a person, and I hope he sticks around at Alabama.
Obviously, Nick Saban in Alabama, any random year, unless just something crazy happened to the roster, are not going to need many incoming players from the portal. Just a choice couple here or there. And we know they've got a corner that's in. We know they've got a running back type from Georgia Tech. But is there anything else that's possible there?
There is. And I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be a huge, huge integral part of the offense next year. And the addition of Eli Ricks. Ricks is going to be expected to come in and start from day one. The two positions that I would look at as possibilities for Alabama. Number one, I could see Alabama going and getting a tight end. They've got Cameron Latu coming back. Robbie Oots is coming off an injury, but he's more of a fullback. Caden Clark, the true freshman, was injured last year. They have the two incoming freshmen, Amarina Black and Elijah Brown. And Alabama had Amarina Black out of Florida as the number one tight end. They think he is a real steal. And both he and Brown are going to participate in spring practice. But I could see, Bill, potentially where Alabama might feel the need to go and add a tight end. Another position, and this is the one to really, really watch in spring practice, is the tackle position. You know, J.C. Latham, hopefully as a sophomore year, will lock down a position. Can Amari Kite step forward? Alabama brought in two true freshmen, Elijah Pritchett and Tyler Booker, and Alabama's really high on Pritchett, but he's not going to participate in spring practice. Tyler Booker is. Booker, to me, is kind of a right tackle guy. I don't ever really see him playing left tackle. You got Tommy Brockemeyer, he continues to work for. Bill, it would not surprise me coming out of spring practice if Alabama didn't feel the need to go and get an offensive tackle to come in and immediately contribute next year. That's the big position that I would watch.
All right. I'm just going to take a stab at this. are the Brockermeyer twins, and I know they're not identical size-wise and all that, are they what Alabama thought they would be?
Yes, they are. And I've shared this in the crew a couple times. When Alabama signed James Brockermeyer and Tommy Brockermeyer, Tommy Brockermeyer is an innocent victim of these recruiting services. He was rated as the number two offensive tackle behind J.C. Latham, who Alabama also signed in that class. But when Alabama evaluated Tommy Brockermeyer, Alabama realized that he was a tremendous athlete, but that he needed body sculpting, he needed to add strength. So Alabama really liked him, obviously. They signed him, but Alabama realized that he was not ready to come in and be an immediate help. He was, so I'm going to word it as, he was overrated by the recruiting services, but Alabama really likes him. So as I've told Alabama fans, Alabama knew it was going to take a while for Tommy Brockermeyer to get on the field, unlike Alabama fans. The steal is his younger brother, James. James is a three-star coming out of high school. He's a center. He's nasty between – oh, Bill, he's got a nasty streak between the lines. And, of course, Seth McLaughlin did a great job this year at the end of the season for Alabama. I'm going to make a prediction, and this is not a knock on Tommy Brockermeyer, but I'm going to make a prediction out of the two of them that James Brockermeyer at center ends up being the bigger contributor for Alabama than Tommy. And I don't mean to throw Tommy under the bus, but Tommy was kind of a victim, as I said, of recruiting services going a little overboard.
Anything new on Jeremy Pruitt?
Just baby steps.
Baby steps there.
Baby steps. Of course, Alabama is going to, you know, two new additions to the staff. Looks like Travarius Robinson is going to be the new defensive back coach, replacing Jay Valai, and that's a serious upgrade. Travarius Robinson, the former Auburn player, coming from the Miami Hurricanes. And then Alabama going over to Ole Miss and swiping Coleman Hutzler to come in and be the special teams coach and the outside linebackers coach. I had alerted the members of the Houndstooth crew. It was a week after the Miami game to be on the alert that Alabama outside linebacker coach Sal Cinceri was ready to step off the field into a semi-retirement role and move into a quote-unquote front office position. So it was kind of known that he was going to, not publicly, but in the program, that he was going to step away from the outside linebacker. I'm thrilled with both of those hires, Bill. Travarius Robinson and Coleman Hutzler. And Hutzler will also take over the special teams role for Alabama. Our special teams were anything but special last year. And so it looks like Drew Savoda is going to remain on the staff, and he will now strictly coach the tight ends.
Is Dan Mullen on campus or not?
No. He's done some consulting, which a lot of people do consulting, but he's not on campus right now. You know, Alabama, sounds like Bill O'Brien is not the front runner for the Jaguars job anymore. There are possibilities. I've heard his name connected with the Carolina Panthers offensive coordinator position. Would he leave Alabama for a NFL coordinator position? He would. He loves Alabama. He loves Tuscaloosa. Loves working with Nick Saban. But we've talked about this many times. It's the quality of life factor of coaching in the NFL. Those guys have a life. They have a life even during the season. They get home at much earlier times with their family. It's all about recruiting. Listen, you know, Georgia Dog put both hands on the wheel right now. The comment that Kirby Smart made earlier this week about how NIL and all this is really making the quality of life hard for young coaches and driving them out and driving the NFL. Kirby Smart was dead on. That is extremely accurate. And all of this stuff, you know, it's a time grind on the coaches and their families. I have a lot of Alabama fans messaging me, is there any chance Jeff Stoutland could return from the Eagles to be our O-line coach? No, it's a quality of life issue. I mean, I can't tell you the difference of your life as an NFL assistant head coach as to being a college coach. That's one of the negative sides of all this NIL stuff that we're up against, Bill. A lot of these guys are just like, hey, I don't want to deal with all this recruiting crap. I don't need to.
Kevin Hagan joins us every Friday, and he gives us his Alabama expertise. Kevin, concerns about the basketball team right now?
Well, they got a win over LSU, which was really huge. Saturday they play Missouri, and it was embarrassing when they went to Columbia a couple weeks ago and lost to a severely depleted Missouri team. Yeah, I know, Alabama fan, but here's the beauty of it. Alabama fans, this is proof that Alabama basketball is real. Alabama fans weren't happy with that losing streak. It matters. Alabama basketball matters. The passion is involved there. Total faith in Nate Oates to get this thing turned around. But they've got to get a win Saturday because there's some big games coming on the horizon in the schedule. You can't lose to teams like Missouri.
Kevin, have a very good weekend, sir. Commitments 2 weeks out, I believe. Yeah, 2 weeks out. So a lot of stuff happening here. But have a fantastic weekend.
Have a great Friday as always, and roll tide.